I'm a little bit worried about AIDS, the disease, if you're wondering. It's not going to depress it used to. It's got to be really depressed right now. All the other diseases are getting so much more publicity. It was good times, and then Magic Johnson came along, and no one's scared of it anymore. Right now, AIDS is sitting at a bar somewhere, and they're like, West Nile virus? We're missing out to West Nile virus. And they see Magic Johnson walking around looking healthier than me or anybody else I encounter on a daily basis. I hang out in some shady areas. It was such a scary thing growing up, too. You know, in school, it was like AIDS, you know, you're just like, oh, shit. What is this? It scared you away from everyone to touch anything at the time you heard it. And even things going around, people were so paranoid about the thing. And everyone liked it. You know, like, let's scare the shit out of a bunch of little kids and tell them about AIDS. And everyone was having a kick with that, but they realized we had to be able to function in society. So they said, well, you can't get AIDS from a toilet seat. I was actually told this. You can't get AIDS from a toilet seat. And it's like, well, okay, all right. So, you know, I guess I can go out in the public now, and I have that comfort knowing I'm not going to get AIDS from a toilet seat. So I am AIDS-free, but I'm a little chafed from years of fucking toilet seats. You know, it took me a long time to realize you should go buy the little cushy seat that they sell. The plastic on porcelain feel, no, it doesn't feel as good as you might think. And you have to find a handicapped toilet too if you want to do it right. So the height differential, you know, it just isn't there at your home toilet. So you got to go find a public toilet, and it has to be a handicapped stall. People give you that look when you go in, you know. Going to the handicap stall? You can't do that. It's like, hey man, it's the only thing that's the right height for me. And I'm even a short guy, so I can't imagine what tall people are doing. You know, are you just completely on your knees to pull that move off? It's a rough way to live, but AIDS free, and I'm happy about that. And the toilet situation in general, it's a little questionable from time to time. I'm glad to see we have the unisex toilet here. Anytime you see a unisex toilet, it's no big deal to me, but I feel for the women out there, especially if it's at like a high traffic area. It's like you go into a unisex bathroom. You know, guys and girls have to share this bathroom. You're in for a treat, ladies. Yeah. And there's no urinal there. There's just a toilet. And then they tease me by cutting this little slit in this toilet seat at the front. So rather than lifting the toilet seat up, you're like, can I aim successfully between the space there? And I can't. You know, I'm a sprayer, but I try harder and harder every time. And hopefully, ladies, eventually, I'll be able to pull that off for you. Thanks.